militia, basically schoolboys from Pennsylvania College. Early would disperse them. He would later write that he spanked them. He said, "I took their shoes and said, 'Boys, go home to mother. This is a real war.'" And of course, he's relaying that information back to General Hill, that he's meeting no Union resistance here in South Central Pennsylvania. So Hill, completely unaware of the arrival of John Buford, on the morning of July 1st, said, "Let's go into this little town and see what it's all about." And indicative that he never anticipated a battle, he sent only a third of his force, and he didn't accompany them. And it's those men marching towards us, about 7:30 a.m., just a few miles west of Gettysburg. In fact, when you go out the old Route 30 back to your KOA, you'll turn there at Knoxland Road. You'll make a left turn at Knoxland Road. If you make that left turn to this afternoon and pause and turn around, you'll see a little marker in the front yard of the house on this side of the road. It's called the first shot marker, and it's where the advanced pickets from John Buford, Lieutenant Marcellus Jones, and